Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project. The date is the 29th of July 2009. If you could kindly state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Soraka Monk, I'm 24, and I'm from Benbecula in the Western Isles.
And how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Yeah, it's quite a surreal experience so far.
So how did you find out about the project?
It was my mum told me about it. And she just said just to apply, and I signed up my email address and didn't think anything else about it until I got the email saying I had got in. So it was quite a surprise, and then that's when the kind of nerves started, trying to decide what to do then.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
I was quite shocked, and I only had a few days to decide whether I really wanted to do it or not, so I just thought, yeah, I might as well.
So what are you planning on doing with the pins?
I will be taking some pinhole photographs. My parents made a few pinhole cameras out of old buckets and old Pringles packets. So they're homemade cameras, so I've got six of them that I'll take up. And they've got exposure times ranging from 30 seconds to 6 minutes. So I'll just be having a nice view from the plinth.
Can you tell me a little bit about pinhole cameras? Sorry,
Sure. There's one that's made from a bucket, and there's a tiny pinhole in the front, and then inside it has a sheet of photographic paper, so it's light sensitive paper, so there's no lens or anything, and it's all light, it's all taped shut, so there's no light gets in, and all you do is you open the shutter and let light get into the pinhole for whatever length of time. So one of them will be 6 minutes, so I've got to hold it there still for 6 minutes and then close it again, and then the paper can just be developed and the image will be there.
And is that something you've been doing for a while?
Yeah, my parents are photographers, so I've kind of always had that background, and it's just quite an interesting way of taking photos. If someone's in a photo and they move, they'll become see-through, so it'll be quite ghostly images. So things that are static, like the landscape and like the fountain, will have a lot of kind of movement around it with the people moving around. So quite unusual images, I think.
So you have been brought up with photography in your family and your kind of your blood, and what do you normally use as your subject matter?
It's nice to take photos with people, and when we were younger we would always try and take them so that people would be see-through, so you'd stand there for half the exposure time and then walk away, so you'd have like a kind of picture of ghosts. So it's always been quite appealing to me when I was younger, and now that I had the opportunity to go on the plinth, and I think of something I could do that I didn't want to kind of just stand there, and I wanted to have something that I could like a kind of souvenir to take away from the day, so I thought the pinhole would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah. So can I ask you a little bit about yourself? What you do?
Yeah. I work for a dance agency, a national dance agency in Glasgow called Dance House. Mm-hmm. So I organise lots of classes and events for the public and professional dancers as well.
And what type of dance is this?
All types. We do over 50 classes a week, and it ranges from Bollywood to ballet, breakdance, American smooth, contemporary, burlesque, loads of stuff.
And is this something you've been practicing for a long time?
Yeah, I do take part in a lot of the classes, and I probably mostly do contemporary, and I've done burlesque and performed in a few shows. So yeah.
And how does it make you feel when you're dancing?
I love dancing. I've done it for the past few years. I didn't because of where I grew up. It was a rural island. We didn't have dance classes like ballet where you would hear in London, but I was a lot older when I started dance. I was 17, and I did a year of professional full-time training, and then I swapped into art history, but I've always kind of stayed with dance, and now I work there, so it's brilliant.
Yeah. And do you have a particular favourite type of dance?
Well, I really enjoyed burlesque because it gives the opportunity to perform, and also the costumes are brilliant as well. And it kind of combines comedy, acting, dance, theatre, so it's a kind of whole experience. Most other dance styles you don't really get the chance to perform unless you're professional, but this kind of, and it's got a whole kind of community, so you make a lot of friends, so I really enjoy that.
And would you say that you're quite rehearsed in performing?
No. I have performed various different things, but I try and just teach one as it comes and prepare for that. But I wouldn't say that I would just get up and do something without thinking about it. Like, I would try and think of something. But I didn't want to take the plinth as a performance. I wanted to do something. I didn't feel, as it's kind of lunchtime, that I'd want to go up and dance or anything. So that's why I've kind of taken the photography route for this, for today.
And what are your kind of hopes, aspirations for the future?
For the future? Oh, I've no idea for the future. I like just kind of taking part in different things, just different opportunities, and try and keep involved in things. You just meet lots of people, and my mum always says that you should have a racy past, so I'm just going to work on that just now.
And can you tell me a little bit about your background, where you grew up?
Yeah, I grew up on Benbecula, which is a really small island in the Western Isles on the northwest coast of Scotland. I think there's about a population of about 2,000 people, but it's quite small. So I grew up there and then moved to Glasgow for university. So I've been there for about 7 years, Glasgow.
And how was the transition between living somewhere so sparsely populated and moving to, well, one of the biggest cities in Scotland?
Well, my mum's from just outside Glasgow, so I'd always had a link there. So I'd kind of been travelling back and forth. But I did have a few friends that had never been to a city before going to university there. And so it was, I did see for other people the big transition, but I was kind of used to it. So I did meet him off the train, and he had a massive map laid out in the train station, and he was just like, there's so many people. So yeah, it is a big shock, but I really enjoy living in the city.
And how do they compare?
The city and... I definitely prefer living in a city, although I do miss having all the kind of countryside. And at home you'd go to a beach, and so you'd have a private beach pretty much, and it's absolutely gorgeous. But I definitely prefer living in the city, so it's not so isolated. And also in the winters, the weather is quite bad, so the winters are long. But it's gorgeous in the summer. It's really light until about midnight or something. So it's nice.
And what's your relationship with London like? Do you come here often?
No, not really. I've only been a couple of times, actually. So the last time I was here, I was actually taking part in another art installation. I took part in Spencer Tunic, which is in Dusseldorf. So I came via London to get there. I went by train. Okay. So the last time I was here was actually for another art piece.
So do you take quite a keen interest in art?
Yeah, I studied art history at Glasgow Uni, and my parents have always been into art, especially my mum, so I've always kind of been surrounded by it, and she's an artist, and my sister's at art school, so there's kind of a lot around. But I really enjoy the big pieces that you can take part, like this one. So it's just a kind of gives a different viewpoint to going around a gallery or something.
And do you, is it just an appreciation for art, or do you actually practice?
I used to practice a lot more, but I haven't really since studying at university, then working. I kind of don't have as much time, so I just kind of take part in mad things like this to kind of get the art side out of me.
And do you think it's important making contemporary art slightly more accessible to
Definitely. Definitely. There's a lot of my friends who are not into art at all have been watching this because I'm involved. Yeah. And so I do see other people have seen this, and it's got in the news and things like that. So it's reaching a much wider audience. And I think people find that more accessible. You know, they know someone, or they can imagine themselves on it. That kind of thing, thinking of what they would do, even if they're slagging off what's going on, they'll be thinking, oh, what would I do? Yeah. So it definitely is more accessible this way.
Yeah. And have you been following the project since the beginning?
I have been since it started, since the first person went on the plinth. I've been looking every couple of days. But I kind of didn't want to look too much. I thought it would make me feel worse about going on. So I've just kind of caught little glimpses. Yeah. But I know there's been a lot of activity of people writing things on the website, so it's all a huge audience there. Yeah. So I find that quite funny in a way.
Yeah.
So
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Well, I do have a lot of friends back home. We'll be watching from Benbecula in Glasgow. I'm a little bit nervous about having it there on the internet, but most people won't know who I am, so it's fine. Yeah.
And can I just go back to your hour slot? Yes. What exactly are you taking up with you?
I'll be taking 6 pinhole cameras, which my mum brought down from Benbecula. So I'll be taking them up. And I'll be taking some photographs. So some of them will have 6-minute exposure, so I just have to time it all to fit them all in. So that's what I'll be doing. I won't be speaking at all, hopefully. And I'll be wearing a lovely headpiece that my William Chambers made, so just to feel a bit more glamorous while I'm up there.
And are you wanting to engage with the public at all?
Well, I do have a few friends and family that are here with me, so I know they'll be there. I'll be taking photos, so people will be in the photos. So I'll just kind of see what happens when I get there. I don't know what they'll be like. Yeah.
And are you doing this for anyone in particular?
Nope. Just my mum told me about the project and just told me to sign up and then got picked, so hadn't really thought I could have background before that.
And also the fact you've mentioned your mum is with you. Is it your sister as well?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone in particular watching you online?
Yeah, my dad back home and my boyfriend in Glasgow. So yeah, there's a few people will be watching and my work as well.
And are you quite close with your family?
Yeah, definitely. I live near my sister in Glasgow, so she travelled down with me last night. And my mum travelled from Benbecula and arrived this morning in London. So she's had a really long journey.
So ultimately, what are you wanting to get out of this experience?
I'm not sure. I really don't know what it'll actually be like to be up there. I didn't really have many preconceived ideas of what it'd be like. I just signed up, didn't think about it till I got the email, and then I was just, oh, did I do it? Yeah, might as well.
And how do you think, as an individual, you'll kind of, not fit in, but add to the project?
I'm not sure. Everyone's different, so I guess I'll be up there, just another individual. I like the idea of having a kind of collective, that everyone's part of something bigger. So I'll just be one, number 556, I think, out of the 2,400 people. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Perfect. Thank you.